At school, we learn to sharpen our rational skills. Emotional intelligence is pushed to the side. Yet these skills are very important to lay the foundations for a better event, a stronger team, and to conquer every challenge. Jerko Bozikovic from Expert Academy coaches many companies on this subject. Today, he inspires us in this Event Planner TV episode. Hi Jerko, welcome to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we are going to talk about emotional intelligence, but what is it about?
Well, emotional intelligence is a concept that has gotten to known for the past decades. We all know intellectual intelligence, IQ, but there's also something that we call EQ. And that's actually something that they discovered. They saw that a lot of people were very successful in life, that they could be described as having an excellent life, an excellent career, an outstanding whatever relationships with people. And they were the people, researchers wanted to know what is now the difference that makes a difference between somebody who's performing well, good, and somebody who's performing outstanding. And they saw that actually a lot of skills those people had, and we would put them together in the basket of emotional intelligence.
And how can that help you make a better event?
Well, first I'll explain maybe a little bit which skills we were talking about.
Yeah,
things
okay,
like communication skills, excellent communication skills, you know, very good listeners, people who can create good rapport with your people, be on the same wavelength, have a good level of empathy, but also people have insights on their convictions, on their emotions, on their fears, on their values, on their goals.
Yeah.
So the more you have insights about that, the easier it becomes for them to to reach the life that they want to reach and to create the life they want to create. If we have all those skills and these are things you can develop, you know, it's something you can be born with some of them, but you can
also learn
them. Yes, you can learn it. We could also apply them in events. For example, we all know the times are not very easy economically at this moment.
There are challenges.
Yeah, there are challenges, let's put it that way. So, you know, it could be that some people get demotivated.
Mm-hmm.
People lose their focus. You know, it would be good, besides the whole logistical aspects and content of an event, to see, the people creating the event, how are they doing? You know, is this really one team or is everybody just focused on their own thing?
Yep.
Because if you don't have a team, you will never reach the next level. You could also look at, do we believe in this event or are we just performing something, doing something? But, my gut feeling says something else or I'm not convinced that this will be successful. Well, these are all aspects that will help create not such a good event.
And how do you tackle these issues?
Well, for example, if you feel that the team is all over the place, have a team building or have an open communication with the entire team and say, okay guys, where's your focus? What are you based on? What are you dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
The moment it's out there, then we can do something. Sometimes we really want to create something unique, something. Have a brainstorming session. Have people think out of the box. Challenge them. Make them play with their creativity. These are all aspects that we could put in the basket of emotional intelligence rather than just look at the things from an intellectual point of view.
Yeah. You were talking about fears earlier. Does it also apply to, for example, public speaking?
Of course, absolutely. It's funny, there's a study that has been done amongst men and women, and public speaking is in the top three of both.
Okay.
And, actually for women, public speaking is on number one. And then there's death, and then there's giving birth.
Yeah.
For men, on the first place, there's giving birth.
That's funny.
And then there's death, and then there's also public speaking. So for some reason, a lot of people have this image, this thing that they think, oh my God, if I'm going to be on stage, so-and-so will happen, and we create those fears.
And what can you do about it?
What can you do? First of all, you have to know a fear is something that is often not reality, but it's something that I put in my mind, that I project to the future, I bring it back to the present, and I pretend as if it is already there. I'll give you an example. I could have gotten into a fear driving to this place here, thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have this interview, and probably he's going to ask me difficult questions, and I might stumble over my words and lose my way of thinking, etc. By thinking those thoughts, projecting them to this interview, which I'm not having because I'm still in my car, I'll bring them back and I'll start having physical, emotional and mental reactions. You know, yep. My breath will be faster, my heart will be beating faster, you know, I might be sweating a little bit, and I'll say, you see, it's a real fear, but reality is that no, it's something mm-hmm. that I made up in my mind. So most fears, not all, but most fears are things that we think will happen, and therefore we pretend as if they are. So yeah. That's the same with public speaking. And there are so many tools. I've worked with so many artists and public speakers and leaders of industry and CEOs, etc., on how can you change your focus? How can you work with your breathing? How mm-hmm. can you work with your body, with your looks, with your standing on your both feet and ground yourself? But also, how can I change my focus? If I look at this big gap of people in front of me as the enemy, as mm-hmm. those who know better than me, of course I'm going to make myself smaller. But I can also change it in my mind, and therefore I'll create a whole different reaction, and I'll have a different energy, and I will be seen as being different, but it's actually me who changed something inside of me.
Just before this interview, you said something very beautiful in the makeup room. We were talking about the economical crisis, and you said, I don't participate in it.
No.
Can you explain?
Yes, and I don't want to say there's no economical crisis, but then again, one of my key sentences in life that I think is very important is the following one. And it says, life consists of 10% of things happening to us mm-hmm. and 90% of how I react on it. I see a lot of people with whom I work saying the opposite.
Yeah.
They say life is 90% of things happening to me and only 10% of my way that I can react on it. Well, I don't believe that. And actually, something happened over 10 years ago in 2002, which I want to mm-hmm. share with you.
Yeah.
Some friend of mine, they created a new event company.
Yeah.
And in January 2001, and in beginning of 2002, they said, okay, Jerko, we'd like to spend a whole day with our team, have a half-day communications team building session with you, and then in the afternoon we'll go over the whole financial structure of our new company. When they asked me, I said, oops, that's going to be a difficult meeting. Why? Because we all know if you start a new business in this business, it takes at least 6 months, just of prospection, of planting seeds, of creating a lot of relationships.
Yep.
And it's only the last 6 months that you can maybe start doing business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know what happened in the second half of 2001, 9/11. So what was the impact of 9/11? Well, the whole world economy went down, and especially crazy things like events, and people would not invest in that anymore.
Yeah,
there was no money.
That's the first thing that goes out.
Yeah, so there was no money. So what happened is that in 2002, there's this very enthusiastic but also very capable people creating this new company saying, mm-hmm. okay, guys, we're going to have to relook at our financial structure. And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, help, it's going to come, the bad message.
Yeah.
Well, because, we need to rewrite our business plan. The amount we were supposed to get in 3 years' time, we got this year.
That's good
and
news.
And I was like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, Jerko, it's the truth. I said, no, that is impossible. Don't you know 9/11 happened? Don't you know that there's no money anymore for events, whatever? And their answer was, well, you know what? That might be true. But we didn't believe that. We did not believe that there were no companies willing mm-hmm. wanting to invest in their clients, in their employees. So we, as a company, changed our focus, and we all went searching for those companies that wanted to invest. And I believe that, whatever you give, you'll get back. If I'm nice to you, you'll be nice to me. If I'm angry at you, you'll more likely be angry at me. So if I have this conviction that, hey, we are here and we're going to help you, and we're going to make the best event possible for you mm-hmm. and your team and your clients, and we'll find ways how to detour this whole economical situations, and we'll be creative, you'll attract people around you, because somehow you have those vibes around you, and you'll attract people who are open to that. So when in 2008 the new economical crisis came, or the financial crisis, I looked in the mirror and I said, I'm not going to play that game. And I don't want to say there's no economical crisis. There's a lot of people and countries who have a very tough time. But still, I do believe that because we constantly are staying in this negative reality,
yeah,
it doesn't help us to move forward. And my reality has become that actually I raised my prices and I've received much more job than before.
That's
and yes, I did see a lot of colleagues, have to close their books, but I also saw a lot of colleagues who boomed. And I really believe because, we are more aware because of using those skills of emotional intelligence of, now, what do I really think about that? What do I really feel? How do I believe about this whole situation? And how can I use those 90%, my reaction, my attitude on what is happening to me to influence it? And, I always can change my focus. I can choose to look there or there or there, and if I only keep looking there, that's going to be my reality and that's what I will see. But if I start looking there, then already I'm engaging a conversation, a relationship.
Yeah.
And these are choices we all can make. And these are things that I believe we all could use much more, in events, in companies, everywhere.
That's a very inspiring story, Jirko. I want to thank you for coming to our studio.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show, and I hope to see you next time.